This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
A Super Tuesday for Biden and Trump.
An amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley suspends campaign.
There just weren't enough voters to push Haley past Donald Trump.
Do-it-yourself TSA lines.
The future of aviation security.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Donald Trump's last major obstacle to the Republican presidential nomination is now out of the race. Nikki Haley is suspending her campaign. Haley won Vermont on Super Tuesday, but CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports Trump won everywhere else.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one.
Donald Trump is now on the brink of clinching the Republican presidential nomination with decisive wins on Super Tuesday.
November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of our country.
Trump set his sights on the likely general election rematch with President Biden, who won close to 90% in most Super Tuesday states, excluding Minnesota, where Uncommitted came in second, a political protest to Biden's handling of the rising death toll in Gaza.
We did it so we can have a ceasefire.
Exit polls showed 78% of Haley supporters in North Carolina said they would not necessarily support Trump if he were the nominee, raising questions about Trump's ability to unify the party.
We're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly.
The Haley campaign responded, writing, "Unity is not achieved by simply claiming we're unified."
CBS's Robert Costa.
Haley is not going to issue an endorsement today. She now sees herself, her allies tell me behind the scenes, as the standard bearer for those traditional GOP values, and she's not going anywhere in terms of trying to have an influence.
Our director of elections and surveys, Anthony Salvanto, on exit polling of GOP voters.
Here's a question we asked. Would you support the nominee in November, no matter who it is? And Haley voters said, maybe not, right? Only 25% of them said yes. Polling suggests many of them would move back to Donald Trump in a Trump versus Biden matchup, but this leaves some question about them.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes says for President Biden, who won everything on Super Tuesday but a caucus in American Samoa, the campaign push begins with tomorrow night's State of the Union.
He needs to make the argument that inflation is down, unemployment is down, job growth is up, wages are up. He's going to make the case, hey, I'm trying to move to the middle on border control, which is a big deal for a Democrat, but I'm not getting a hand being held out from the other side.
In the California U.S. Senate primary, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff advances.
It looks like we're going to the general in
to face the Republican former baseball star Steve Garvey.
What you are all feeling tonight is what it's like to hit a walk-off home run.
Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she will not seek a second term. Sinema is a former Democrat, and her split from the party leaves her without a clear path to re-election.
The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic. Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word.
Most recently, she worked on the bipartisan border bill that was eventually blocked by Republicans. New obstruction of justice charges have been filed against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife. The two are already named in a sweeping corruption indictment that now includes 18 counts. Menendez has maintained his innocence and has rejected calls to resign.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The TSA hopes new screening technology will make the process at airports faster and safer. CBS's Carter Evans tells us it's being unveiled at a checkpoint today in Las Vegas.
Travelers are testing new self-service technology for the first time. TSA Administrator David Pekoski wants to make checkpoints more do-it-yourself.
It's going to take a while for everybody to get used to the new technology, but the bottom line is all the technology we put in place is much better for security. It's more efficient for passengers.
You have everything tucked in, inside your bin?
Yes.
Here, passengers are greeted by a virtual agent.
If you have a question, it's really easy just to talk to the camera, get a very quick answer back.
Real agent, real person.
Right, who doesn't have to physically be in the checkpoint with you. Officers can read x-rays from any machine that generates them, not necessarily the machine they're standing next to.
Typically, there are 5 to 7 officers at each checkpoint. Here, there are only 2.
Officials say the building north of Detroit that exploded and burned, sending canisters and debris up to a mile away, wasn't supposed to have butane and nitrous oxide tanks at that location that housed vape products. Clinton Town Supervisor Bob Cannon says what was done was illegal and immoral.
There are containers that are still exploding. Not very many, but it's still dangerous.
One person was killed by a flying canister 1/4 mile from the site. The defense is expected to rest today in the trial of the weapons supervisor on the New Mexico set of the film Rust. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The prosecution is saying that Hannah Gutierrez Reed basically was not very good at her job. Defense, what they're trying to say is that it wasn't just her. Went as far as to say that the gun was in Alec Baldwin's hand, and Alec Baldwin didn't check the gun.
Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer. He faces a trial in July. The FDA says yogurt sellers can claim that eating at least 2 cups a week may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. It's based on limited evidence, and consumers would have to be made aware of disclaimers. A new administration proposal could help a lot of people struggling to pay off credit card debts, as we hear from CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Alyssa Sample says she's racked up $21,000 in credit card debt in the last year and has fallen behind on her payments.
The late fees were piling up, just became too much.
Sample pays $30 every time she is late on a payment, which has ballooned to more than $2,000 in fees. President Biden announced late charges would be capped at $8, down from about $32.
Banks are generating 5 times more in late fees than it costs to collect late payments.
Now, individual cardholders could save an average of $220 a year. But credit card companies can still hike interest rates.
Dartmouth beat Harvard last night in college basketball hours after team members voted 13-2 to unionize. The school has appealed to the National Labor Relations Board, saying the effort could get Dartmouth kicked out of the Ivy League or even the NCAA. Scientists have spotted a rare gray whale that vanished from the Atlantic Ocean 2 centuries ago. They normally live in the northern Pacific. Orla O'Brien of the New England Aquarium says it was located 30 miles south of Nantucket.
The most logical explanation for how this whale got to the Atlantic is that it's able to kind of find a passageway through the ice, or, you know, where there isn't as much ice, through the Arctic into the Atlantic.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A music power couples breaking real estate records.
Beyonce and Jay-Z made the biggest move in real estate last year. According to the experts at Agent Advice, Jay and Bey bought a mansion in Malibu for $190 million, the most any musician or celebrity paid for property in 2023. It's also the most expensive home ever sold in California and the second most expensive home sold in the country. The 40,000 square foot home is on 8 acres with a private beach. Drake also bought a place in Beverly Hills last year, but that was only for a measly $88 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Baseball's Oakland Athletics have released renderings of the club's planned $1.5 billion stadium in Las Vegas that show five overlapping layers that look similar to the distinctive Sydney Opera House. The A's hope to move into that domed stadium in 2028. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.